When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there where the air is rarefied.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You have no idea how happy I am right now. You know, we brought back the ultimate souvenir from the UK decades ago. We were so young that people expected when they pulled up in the car next to us while we were driving the souvenir we brought back, they expected to see much older people, not younger people with two little bouncy kids in the back seat. And, you know, I'm a great believer of buying something wonderful while you're traveling. It becomes truly the ultimate souvenir. But we brought back a vehicle that we named King Benjamin and we call Benji. A Bentley when it was still made by Rolls-Royce. A silver, for those of you into cars, a Silver Cloud 2, the S2. And not a gorgeous car. And we brought that back. And I would always keep a jar of not only Grey Poupon, because people would pull up next to me and say, excuse me, have you a jar of Grey Poupon? I'd open the glove box and hold it up for them to see. And then I'd reach in and pull out, I forget who makes it, the yellow mustard. Is it Kraft? No? Heinz?
Goldman's.
Goldens? I'm getting instructions from everybody. I don't think it was Goldens. But I'd pull out a plastic container of yellow mustard, and I'd hold it up and say, but maybe you'd rather have this, and then the light would change and we'd drive on. And the car got its name King Benjamin because in the UK, and I think in the Republic of Ireland too, when cars are manufactured, they're given a license, and the license plate stays with the car forever. And this license plate was, the first two letters were KB. And I said, well, it must be King Benjamin, so that's how Benji got his name. And we got to the U.S. Benji came over on a ship called Don Juan. And we had to go get license plates. And when we were living in New York or New Jersey, I guess it was when we were in New York, our license plate was Cloud for Silver Cloud. Cloud 9. I think we had to give that name up when we moved to New Jersey. They were a pain in the neck. But in any event, getting behind the wheel of that car, you could not be unhappy. When you sat in the car, which, by the way, had the steering wheel on the other side, like a European car would, And you look down the nose of what is called the bonnet that we would call the hood. You have no choice but to smile from ear to ear because you can't be unhappy in that car. And the reason that comes to mind is that that same feeling of relaxed, comfortable elegance in a pampered setting that puts me on cloud nine is what sweeps over me as I am sitting in a comfy, quiet spot at the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone, County Roscommon, Ireland. So I'm telling you people, if you want to be elevated to cloud nine, you got to know more about this place. Located dead center on the map of Ireland, the bullseye on the target that you superimpose on Ireland will take you right to Athlone and put you in a place to make sightseeing and visiting easy. You know, it'll be like a cruise without packing and unpacking and whatever, only a land cruise. You park yourself here, you got everything you need, and you go visiting. And we're going to go visiting with Tim Hayes, the managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel, a Rolls-Royce Bentley experience, right after this.
Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets go on sale January 28th for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. A summer season of classical music under the stars with BSO conductor Andras Nelsons and popular artists such as James Taylor, Wynton Marsalis, and special performances including Film Night and Tanglewood on Parade. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at BSO.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200 starting January 28th.
It is a delight to have the adorable face of Mr. Tim Hayes, managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone, County Roscommon, Ireland. I have to tell you something funny. The last time we were here, we took a photo together, and I was sitting in a lounge chair, and you knelt down next to me, and the way I am leaning forward toward you, it looks like I'm sitting in your lap. That photo has gotten so much attention at my Facebook page. Go friend me, people. Stephanie.Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S. Stephanie.Abrams.94. Get the 94 straight, because otherwise you won't get me. But if you went and put Stephanie Abrams travel, you probably wouldn't have a problem tracking me down either. That picture has gotten so much attention online that it shows up in that little cube of a box where there's nine photos and like it's the most visited and whatever. And I think it's hilarious because I think people think I'm sitting in your lap. I hope that this doesn't disturb people in your family who love you. I hope they don't get jealous easily because I tell them my husband and other people were there, not to worry.
Excellent. It's because we're such a stunning couple together.
That's the reason.
My family are fine with it. They're grand. We had to sit down and have some counseling, but we're good. We're good. It's all come together quite nicely.
The first time I met you, you were the general manager of this hotel.
That's correct.
And now, by someone tapping you on each shoulder with a Wilkinson sword, you've been knighted to the position of managing director.
Yes.
Ooh, ha, and I knew him when.
Well, first of all, that's a lovely intro in relation to the knighthood. About say 6 months ago, we changed, and we took on a new general manager for the hotel, and I became the managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel.
So how is what you do different today than what we talked about last time?
Well, a lot of what I do on a day-to-day basis now would be more strategic. I'm looking at 6 months, 12 months down the line, 5 years down the line, see what we can do as a company.
You have to do what the Japanese do and look 50 to 75 years down the line. Yeah. It's amazing. I mean, that's how they do their business plans.
Yeah.
They don't. In America, we look at next week, maybe today.
Yes.
And we'll worry about the day after tomorrow.
Yes, and the other thing we tend to do is spend a bit of time looking back, which sometimes isn't worth.
Oh, tell me. You know, you bring back such memories. In my last life, I was executive vice president, and before I got that title over a 16-year period, I was, from the very beginning, second in command of this company. And my boss, as his title moved up, I walked up the ladder behind him. So when he became CEO, I became executive vice president almost, well, maybe 6 months later. But I'd been doing the job forever. It didn't matter if the title finally caught up. Salary caught up, too. That was very nice. But I can remember we were a franchise, a travel franchise company. At the height of the company, we had over 400 travel agencies in 37 states, 21 countries, and 50 of them inside Walmart supercenters, right opposite the bank of cash registers, where they have a bank and an eyeglass place and maybe a nail salon or whatever.
Whoa.
We'd have a travel agency. So we were in 12 states with Walmart in 50 locations. And, you know, I can remember how strange and odd it was to, you know, watch over things like expansion and taking care of the minute details that make a company run, and operate, and make sense and fit together and, you know, all of that good stuff. We're going to have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back, and I just want to pick up on that thought.
The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrilled to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm talking with Tim Hayes, the managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel and Athlone. County Roscommon, such a wonderful place to be. I think one of the biggest challenges that people who have attractions, hotels, restaurants, spiritual sites, historic sites, places of interest in the center of Ireland, which we used to refer to as the Midlands and more fashionably the Lakelands, which gives you a little more information about what's there. Getting people to go to the interior of any destination is really tough. For whatever reason, people love to hug the coastlines. It's true in the U.S. You'll get a lot more action on the East Coast and the West Coast than you will in the center of the country. It's true in Spain. It's you name the place. You know, it's tough to drive people from the coastlines to the interior. And too often, when they're going into the interior, they're just taking a shortcut from one side of the country to the other, and they don't even stop. So, you know, it is a bit of a big challenge. And I asked him in the last segment about his new position for the last 6 months or so as managing director of the Hudson Bay Hotel. And he was talking about, you know, really strategic planning. In my last life, one of the things I oversaw at the company that I was executive vice president of was the training programs, because I have a master's degree in education, so it seemed like a natural that that should come into my portfolio as well. And I would talk about new offices, about planning. And somebody on TV just the other night said something that I used to talk about, that to do it right, it's ready, aim, fire. All the time we do. Ask anybody. They're busy. We're doing. We're busy. We don't have enough time in the day, enough people in our life to do. We're doing. Occasionally, we plan for what we're doing. And rarely do we ever evaluate, how did that go? And when something doesn't go well enough to notice, companies will generally say, well, scrap that, it didn't work, instead of saying, we thought it was a good idea, why didn't it work? What can we fine-tune? How can we massage it and maneuver it to make it work? And maybe we can. And one of the biggest challenges is when you have a great idea and somebody says, oh, we did that, it didn't work. Yeah, but how come? Because it's still a great idea. So I used to talk about, you know, you look at Japanese companies and they'll plan for 50, 75 years out. I mean, we think that's outrageous. We're lucky we plan for 10 minutes from now. But we do, you know, when you should be doing ready, aim, fire, we do ready, fire, aim. And I never hear anybody say that until like two nights ago. It must have been yesterday. Here in Ireland, I'm watching some news show and they were talking about what's going on in America and described it as ready, fire, aim. Yeah. And I thought, well, now there's something I haven't heard in a long time. That was cool. That was very cool.
Yes.
But have you found interesting things in your new position by doing this kind of evaluation?
Yeah. And the other thing with it is that you can't, it's very difficult when you put in a plan, a strategic plan, in several areas of the building to actually control that. So what you have to do once you set the plan is you have to set these critical control points that you dip in and check. So where potentially the plan can fall or your strategic thought process, you have to look at it and say, okay, where can this fall down? Because you can't complete the entire plan yourself. So because you depend on people below you to do that. And a big part of it is measurements. You have to have measurements in there, because if you can't measure, you can't manage. So you have to have some measurement in there to look at it and say, well, how are we progressing? So go back to your point about, you know, ready...
ready, fire, aim, or ready, aim, fire?
Ready, aim, fire. You're 100% correct. That's the way you have to get yourself ready, and you have to look at your strategic goal and say, well, what are we aiming for here? Where are we going for? Plan towards that. And then once you execute, you have to have some critical control points or some measurements. And that's a big part of what I do now on a day-to-day basis, is looking at these critical control points and what measurements we have in place so that we can manage.
Yeah, well, especially when you sit down, usually with boards of directors, you've got a lot of bean counters around the table.
Correct.
And many of them, forgive me, all you bean counters, but I understand you have your eye on the bottom line. But sometimes you have to use a little creativity and take a road not taken and come up with something unique and creative and put it to work. And the problem is that often you are faced with people who, if they can't immediately see a return on investment, they don't want you to go there. And for people who have a vision of what you could do, particularly in an image industry, as travel is,
correct,
and a trendy industry where you think your competition is the guys left and right of you, and in fact, you haven't looked over your shoulder to see who's creeping up behind you, who's going to eat your lunch.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's kind of like the moment of severe frustration.
Yeah.
So those guys love numbers.
Correct, exactly.
Yeah, they love numbers, they love statistics, they love charts and graphs.
Correct. And, you know, the line, we've tried that before and it hasn't necessarily worked. Well, you might have a different set of people, you might have a different
times
environment
have changed,
out there.
Right.
Exactly.
Times
so you're going to move on.
Right.
So it's an ACDC, you know, the positive versus the negative in some respects, yeah.
No. Not an easy story.
No.
We're going to take a quick... No, we're not. We got some time. This is good. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, we're on location. In my studio, there's clocks counting down to a tenth of a second and monitors and screens and control room and my senior producer, David Isby, on my right and my other team on broadcast team on the left. And here I'm relying on a signal from across the room that sometimes looks like an obscene gesture.
So, I was wondering what that was.
the waving and flailing of hands. So, are you enjoying all that? Because that's very different from, you know, a good piece of the job of a good general manager is the interaction, not just with staff on a personal level,
correct,
but with guests on a personal
correct
level.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you have to be able as a GM to handle that the chef just quit, there's a leak in a bathroom somewhere, a VIP guest is checking in with a baby and a dog whose head you have to pet, and you have to smile as you ice skate through this whole story.
Yep.
That's very different from going to the operational side of let's keep it rolling and profitable.
Correct, exactly. So no day is the same when you're general manager of a hotel.
No, of course.
Every day is a different day. Now my day is more planned, it's more orchestrated, more organized. That is a challenge because I went into the hotel industry to be there, the front face, to be the person that's talking to the customer.
The little fireman with the little hose.
Correct.
Running around putting out the fires and putting smiles on
correct
everybody's
exactly
face.
Exactly. It's about hospitality.
Right.
You know, and that's what I went in for, you know.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break now. That's a good thing. And yeah, that's a really good thing. Pay close attention, take notes, support our sponsors, people. That's what keeps us on the air. And we'll be right back after these important messages, talking with Tim Hayes, Managing Director of the Hudson Bay Hotel, a place you gotta visit. I am on my own cloud nine right now. Don't leave me.
Oh, my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustboro House, are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 2723.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so happy to be at the Hudson Bay Hotel. Athlone people, A-T-H-L-O-N-E. You know, it's in County Roscommon, which is odd because when you look at the map, you're going to see Athlone. It covers a decent amount of territory. It's a big place, Athlone. Dead center in the middle of the Republic of Ireland, making it a perfect place to base yourself. And a perfect place to run around and sightsee and do all kinds of stuff that we're going to talk about with Tim Hayes, that's managing director. But at the same time, a perfect place to come back to relax in their leisure center and to enjoy anything from the fun and laughter and happiness that goes on in their pub restaurant, or to have a bit of exquisite fine dining. Order their mussels, people. They're amazing, and I am a mussels expert. And the oddity is that County Roscommon is a small portion of Athlone, and the rest is County Westmeath. So I was trying to remember, Tim, is it exit 11 that you get off of the Dublin-Galway Road onto?
Yes.
Exit 11.
Exit 11.
Because the first time we came here, we got off at exit 10,
yes,
which is Westmeath, and we drove in circles for about half an hour until I called the front desk and said, do not hang up on me until I am in front of you at the front desk, because you're going to talk us in. I felt like I was a pilot, I was a passenger in a plane, a single little plane. Where the pilot just died, and I had to fly this plane in and land it, and I needed the control tower to talk me in. So, something I never want to have to do, although I have to say I did fly the 777 flight simulator. So I know how to take it up, and I know how to land it. Okay. Landing's easy. You put it on autopilot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for that.
Oh, listen. You know when you go in a plane and particularly plane going to the U.S.
Yes.
Okay. Or leaving the U.S. And that plane lands, and it clomps down and smacks down on the ground, and then it screeches to a halt that you can feel the seatbelt tugging at you.
Yes.
Okay. That's an ex-Navy pilot who used to land airplanes on those carriers, those boats out at sea.
Yeah.
That are equipped and
carriers.
They got it right. They got to land quick and they got to stop before they flip off into the drink. When you get a landing that is textbook perfect, you don't even feel the wheels touch the ground. You ever have a landing?
Yes.
Okay. You don't even feel it glides in like an ice skater, and it slowly and smoothly comes to a stop and nothing is jarred. That's autopilot. And I learned all that when I flew the 777 at the British Airways Training Center. This isn't a place you go on a tour. You can't pay your nickel at the door and you know, go yeah. through. And somebody, in my case, Senior Flight Officer Amit Saini, if you're listening, Amit, I love you to this day, volunteered his time to take us through, and you've got every plane they fly, 707, 737, 727, 777, 747. They've got, you go into one plane and they set off theatrical smoke and they train the flight attendants how to evacuate people in smoke. They, they've got the 747 doors, side, you know, exit doors were open and that big gray slide that you jump out and slide.
Slide.
They got all that.
Yeah.
And I flew the 777, man, it was cool. Throttle up a third, bring it up 10% above the horizon, bang to the left. Yeah, it was good. I had a good time. I flew for an hour, 40 minutes and a break in 20 minutes. And yeah, so I, you know, I could make that happen.
That's good. It's good to know from everyone on the
Well, you never know.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to have to do it. No, but landing's a good one. Just know where the autopilot is and you're in business.
You're started.
Honestly, those planes fly themselves. The pilots are there in case something's not going right. And in fact, the guy who wanted me to go and have this experience said to me, you know, you will have such confidence in flying after. I said, look, I'm confident in flying now. Don't mess up my glow. You know, God forbid I'm sitting there and I make this simulator crash. I might never get in a plane again. You know, he said, no, you'll see. And what the one thing you come away learning is these planes fly themselves. And the pilots are there for the, you know, unusual, or if they feel like being, you know, having an outing. But literally, you get that plane on course, it's going to do what it's supposed to do. It's just, it's remarkable. Really, it's a remarkable experience.
Excellent.
But anyway, you're not on autopilot here.
No.
No, you don't have that privilege.
No, we don't. No, it's, you have to, with an operation like this, you have to be involved in every facet of it.
How many rooms are in this hotel?
We have 178.
Guest rooms,
yes.
Suites?
Yeah. Of the 178, we have 14 suites.
And who is your guest?
Well, traditionally our guest has been the domestic market. So a lot of people within Ireland that want to go away. First of all, during the summer period, it's your families and that want to come away. This time of the year, we're on midterm break here from school, so we've got some families here at the moment. Outside of that, it's your conference business, your corporate client, your commercial traveler that's on the move.
Let's talk about the business traveler, because we've spoken about the family travel. We've spoken about the wedding, destination wedding, ideal place, by the way, people.
Yes.
We're going to talk in the next hour specifically about the leisure center. Traditionally, the person who is the planner of a conference or a convention or, you know, take away a bunch of your best customers or something like that, needs meeting room space,
yes.
conference room space,
yes.
maybe ballroom or banquet space, and is looking for something to make people really want to come to this event. So you might plan, you know, a golf outing or a boating outing or a fishing outing or...
Right.
And maybe you need some, you know, after-dinner entertainment so everybody can be cordial and, you know, lift a pint or two and get buddy-buddy. And many times people are organizing their best customers or their best salespeople or the salespeople they would like to become their best salespeople.
Yes.
Or they've got partners that they work with that they want to have a stronger relationship and maybe get a better discount.
Correct.
So what is it that you do for the business group traveler, not necessarily the business individual traveler, but the business group travel? What is it that you make available for them here?
Okay, well, because of our location nestled on the shores of Loughrea and the golf course behind us, straight away we've got access to, as you mentioned already, the golfing trip. The boating trips and all water-based activities. In fact, in a month's time, we have the biggest inflatable Village on Water.
We were here in May.
That's right.
You we saw it. That.
Yeah, that's right.
I looked at it and said, what is that? It looks like there's a castle.
Great.
And an ogre.
That's right.
And
Viking. A Viking.
What was that thing look like? A rocket ship.
A Viking.
Ship.
Oh, yeah. There's one. There's, it looks like a rocket ship as well. It's like a castle. And there's one that looks like a rocket ship. And there's a Viking there as well. Because
I remember the
Vikings. The Vikings came up the
yep.
water many years back. So that is one of the biggest.
Yeah, 10 something.
1066, around
yeah,
that
something
time.
Like
around
that.
That time, yeah, yeah, that's right. So the Vikings came to visit, as we've had many visitors over the years in this country.
Coming up on 1,000 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody
yeah.
ought to be planning something for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. We need to jump on
no
that
charge.
One.
No charge.
I appreciate that.
I spent an hour this morning on the phone with Niall Gibbons with an
idea.
An idea I've been trying to get his attention to talk about. The man is... for those of you in the travel industry who remember Tony Musto, rest his soul, who was first with Eastern Airlines and then was in charge of Air C for Bermuda Star Lines. No, yeah, it was Bermuda Star Lines. But then later with Chandris that became Celebrity Cruises, he was famous in my book for saying, how much is one person supposed to be responsible for doing? That would describe Niall Gibbons. So finally we got to talk today, and he is very excited about my idea. So when it comes out, I'll let you know what started with me. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and dive into the Viking Village that goes up for little kids and big kids. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Corknickles. Intrigued by Cliff Corknickles? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Corknickles. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. Time for more travel talk. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to be with Tim Hayes, Managing Director of the Hudson Bay Hotel in Athlone, County Roscommon, Ireland. You know, people, you want to solidify your relationships with business associates, partners, suppliers, customers. Take them on a trip to somewhere wonderful and expand your horizons past Orlando and Las Vegas. They're wonderful places to go, but chances are the folks you're taking have been there already, been there, done that. And if you have golfers in your group, this is the perfect story. But I will tell you, there is always a danger when there's a golf course that somebody's going to cut out on your meetings and you're going to be looking for them and they're going to be somewhere around the ninth hole. Do you have suggestions on how you lock people in a room when you got a golf course out your back window? That's not easy, is it?
No, it's not easy. And for a lot of the rooms, they're looking right onto the golf club. You know,
The ones we're in.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
It's the first thing I saw when I walked in the room. In fact, I pulled out my iPad and snapped a shot through the window and there were like six guys, two headed up toward where the hole is.
Yes.
And four guys there.
Yes.
And they look so happy.
Yes. Yes. And we're blessed too because we have a fabulous golf club across the water, Glasson.
Of course.
Which is another gorgeous golf club.
Our good friends Tom and Breeda Reed.
Yeah, that's right. And you could actually take a boat trip from here straight across to their golf club. So, you know, if you're doing a team building activity, you know, they could golf here on Monday and then on Tuesday they get on the boat, they're taken directly across the water, put up on the shoreline, and they'll get them set up for golf over there. You know?
What a great idea.
Yeah.
What a great idea. Because golfers, I don't golf, but I know so much about it from interviewing, you know, the golf pros and people who are responsible for building golf courses and maintaining golf courses and people like yourself have associated with resorts where there is a golf course. Yes. And one of the things I have learned is that golfers like to play on different courses. They don't want to stay a week in a place and play seven rounds on the same course.
Exactly, yeah. And you've also got Mount Temple Golf Course. You've got Roscommon just down the road. And we also have this little island just off the off our coast here that's belonged to the property. And there's Hudson's Pillar on that. And that's classed as
Hudson's what?
Hudson's Pillar.
Okay.
Right.
What is that?
And it's a stone monument that was put up out there. And basically, we do a competition. And you can do it in the morning time or the evening time. And because that's classed as the most central point in the whole of Ireland, they call it the Heart of Ireland. So we do a competition called the Drive to the Heart of Ireland, which means you take your driver, you put it on a tee out there, and if you can get it on that island, we do a bottle of champagne for the person that can get it on there. Now, in the morning
time...
Does
anybody ever get it?
Yeah, we've had loads of golfers on there.
See, now, you have to be careful when you're talking to a non-golfer, because you said, so you take your driver and then you have to, you know...
The tee. And you get there.
Right, and I'm thinking, you know, like car and driver.
Yeah.
It's like I'm thinking you're going to beat your driver with your golf club.
No, it's the Drive to the Heart of Ireland. We've had competitions down there with, say, 9-10 people. We take down champagne with a fresh orange juice in the morning. They can do like a Bucks Fizz, and they just take shots at getting onto the island. Creates a bit of atmosphere and competition amongst the guys, you know, our ladies. So it's a great morning's entertainment.
That's phenomenal.
We've had a guy get down on his knees and hit that ball and landed on that island out there.
How do you do that? Was he very short or what?
No, it's one of his little tricks, you know, and he gets on his knees.
Hold the club?
He holds the club straight out in front of him.
Holding the regular handle. He's just swinging from lower.
He's swinging from lower, and he's landed it on that island. So, you know.
Man, that's commitment.
It's a bit of fun. Yeah.
I hope the grass wasn't damp when you laid down in that mess. You couldn't get me to do that for all the tea in China. And, of course, not being a tea drinker, all the tea in China would have no incentive.
Would not incentivize me at all. No, but it's good team building, you know, and it's a good little – it's a distraction sometimes from, you know, the intensity of the meeting
or the amount
of work that has to be done.
You have small meeting rooms. We're in a small meeting room right now.
Yeah,
it's a lovely room for, like, six people.
Correct, yes.
You know, you probably could easily put 8 or 10, but this is a nice size room for a small private conference.
Yes.
What other sizes of meetings and front of the room presentation? I mean, this is a great place for a product launch, especially people. This is your closest entry other than Iceland, which probably wouldn't be the place you'd want to choose for a product launch unless it was related to something Icelandic. So flying into Ireland is like a real close one in terms of time and whatever. If you're doing business or you want to be doing business with people in Europe, this is a fabulous way to meet them and have them fly to Ireland. It's a one-hour trip from Dublin International Shannon, I'm going to say, is an hour and 25 minutes. From Dublin to Athlone, because Shannon is a little farther south. Off the highway when you get, you know, you're going toward Galway. But they could just fly in and get here in no time and have them, if people are arriving at different hours, have them all go out and play golf until everybody's here. First day, have your meet up, have a nice dinner. And then the next day, dive into your morning meetings, your coffee breaks, your lunches, your whatever, and... You know, and if you've got a sales team in Europe, this is like a really great place to meet everybody.
Correct. It's a great hub because you're no distance from Germany, France. You know, they can fly in, as you said, into Dublin. You're an hour outside
Dublin.
They
can fly in on Ryanair for €9.
For €9-10, yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what's the biggest commercial group you could take?
Well, we've had 650 people here. For a theatre-style conference. And then you have breakout rooms, and we have 11 breakout rooms.
But then you also have to deal with, if you know, some of them are local, they can go home, but if they're not local...
You have to put them up. But we also have a sister hotel just in the road. It's a Sheraton-branded hotel, and they act...
Oh, the Sheraton Athlone?
Sheraton Athlone.
So how many rooms do they have?
They have 168.
All right, so that's one, two, three. So you got about 350 rooms. You could literally put up 700 people.
Yes, you could do.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But we've got a great relationship with the rest of the hotels within Athlone as well. The Radisson is in Athlone. And we'd also use Lassen. Tom Reed's across the way if we had to.
Yeah, and it's a gorgeous place.
Yeah, we've had 350 golfers come. Clergy golfers, which were all single occupancy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, all priests.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't say any bad words when they missed?
No. I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to tell. It's a general manager doesn't tell things like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess you're part of the priesthood as well. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us this hour. And all of you who are listening, we have so much more coming up. But we're going to take a dip in the pool. And we're going to do all of that after these important messages and the top of the hour news. So stay with us, everybody. We're coming back, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.